From the American College of Cardiology, this is Dr. Kim Eagle, ACC.org Editor-in-Chief with this week's Eagle's Eye View. This is your weekly cardiovascular update from ACC.org. I've chosen four articles related to COVID-19 today that I want to try to cover in 10 minutes. I'm going to hit the highlights. Both the articles and the journal scans for these are available on the website. They're also featured on the COVID-19 hub on ACC.org, which I strongly recommend that you take a look at. The first paper is a look at reduction of hospitalizations of myocardial infarction during the COVID-19 era. Many hospitals, including ours, have observed what we thought was a dramatic reduction in the number of patients coming in with acute MI. And this is a very interesting article from Italy that looked at 54 hospitals in Italy, including about half academic, half private, and it quantitated the number of MIs that came in during a week last year in March compared to this year in March. And what they observed was very interesting. There was a 48% reduction comparing one year to the next in the number of patients admitted to hospitals with MI. The STEMI volume dropped by 26% and the non-STEMI volume dropped by 65%. And interestingly, in STEMI, women were less likely than men to come in. The difference was 41% versus 18%. The case fatality rate, as you might expect, was much higher. For STEMI, it was like 3 to 4-fold higher risk of mortality. The article, I think, confirms what many of us have felt, and that is patients during the COVID-19 surge are afraid to come to the hospital. Particularly, this may relate to women having ST elevation MI. So we need to work within our communities to try to get the word out that the risk of dying at home from an MI is certainly much higher than the risk of getting COVID-19 when you're actually in a hospital emergency department or cardiovascular care unit. So this is an important article that sort of, I think, reflects what we've all been feeling. There's also out this week in the European Heart Journal a paper looking at, you know, the invasive management of acute coronary syndromes in COVID-19. And it's a position statement which I found pretty useful. We all know that COVID-19 is associated with mild elevations in troponins very commonly, especially if people have pre-existing conditions. And these patients do not need to go to the cath lab. If there's a marked increase and they have evidence of an ST elevation MI and they have an echo wall motion abnormality and a distribution, then we should consider primary PCI in these patients. And you may recall that either last week or the week before, I reported a study that showed that even 40% of those did not have a culprit coronary plaque rupture when they were taken to the cath lab. In the COVID-19 pandemic, we should have designated places in the emergency department and in the cath lab and on our wards, if possible, where we cohort patients. And of course, then we also cohort some of the necessary resources we need with staff, PPE, et cetera. Clearly, shock in COVID-19 is a disaster. The mortality is in the range of 50%. And these patients generally also have respiratory failure. So ECMO is often the preferred support strategy for patients who are felt to be salvageable. So it's a nice article. I recommend it to you. It's useful in terms of thinking how we use our cath labs and resources in the COVID-19 situation. Now, another thing we've been talking about is the use of renin, angiotensin, aldosterone system inhibitors and the risk of COVID-19. I've covered a couple of papers that looked at mortality of patients who were admitted and were on RAS inhibitors, and those studies did not suggest that patients on ACEs or ARBs had a higher inpatient mortality from COVID-19 than other patients admitted on different antihypertensives. Now, this week in Lancet comes another article, which is a different question, and that is, if you look at the population at risk, are patients who are on these drugs in the outpatient setting more likely to contract COVID-19? This is a study from Spain, and they used 7 hospitals, cases about 1,100 versus 11,000 controls, and they asked the question, were ambulatory patients on different types of antihypertensives, if they were on an ACE or an ARB, were they more likely to be admitted for COVID-19. Now, you remember that some of the access of the virus is thought to potentially involve the RAS system receptors in the lungs. So the question then would be, if you're on an ARB or an ACE, are you more likely to contact the virus and have to be hospitalized? And this study showed that these agents do not appear to increase the risk of acquiring COVID-19 to the degree that you would have to go to the hospital. And so this, I think, puts to rest, finally, this whole debate about ACEs and ARBs and COVID-19. They don't increase your risk of contacting the virus, based on studies so far. And if you get it hospitalized, they don't increase your risk of dying from the virus. Obviously, if a patient has a low blood pressure, then any antihypertensive probably should be held, and this would be no different. Wow. So we've covered four articles in a very quick time frame, about 8 minutes. I think each adds to our growing knowledge of how we manage COVID-19. We talked about the fact that patients are staying at home because they're afraid to come to the hospital with heart attacks and heart failure. We talked about thoughtful ways for managing our cath lab resources in a COVID-19 era. We mentioned this really interesting article suggesting that patients on ACEs and ARBs do not appear to have an increased likelihood of contacting COVID-19 and require hospital admission. I want to thank you for listening to Eagle's Eye View. I enjoy bringing these cardiovascular updates to you. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Hope you stay safe, and thank you.